mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, he has said that once his wife said to him that we have no flour in our house. The children are hungry. They haven't eaten for the day. Go and bring some flour. So he said to his wife, that have you got any money? She said, I've only got one dirham. Now the whole household, they've only got one dirham. Now he said to her, that give me that one dirham and I will go to the market and I will buy some flour so you can cook for our children. We are hungry, so you can cook for us. So it's mentioned that he took that dirham. He went to the market. As soon as he entered the market, he entered into a shop and a beggar followed him. A beggar said to him, please, I'm hungry. Please give me something for the sake of Allah. He came out the shop and he went to the next shop. Now he's thinking to himself, how can I give this beggar something that I only have one dirham? How can I give him this one dirham? And if I give him this dirham, how will I buy flour? How will I be able to feed my children? So it's mentioned he went to the second shop. The same beggar followed him. Same beggar said, please, for the sake of Allah, give me something. Give me something for the sake of Allah. Allah will reward you. He thought to himself again that my whole household, we've only got one dirham. If I give this dirham to him, then what will I take back home? How am I going to feed my children? Why is my wife going to cook for my children? So it's mentioned he exited the shop and he went to the third shop. The beggar followed him again. And the beggar said to him, please, for the sake of Allah, give me something. Give me something so I can eat something. Now what did this great personality do? What did Sayyidina Abu Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, do? It's mentioned that he got that one dirham from his pocket and he gave it to that beggar. Now he was thinking to himself, alhamdulillah, I have had this great honor of giving in the way of Allah. But now I have got nothing left. I've got nothing left in my house that could buy anything. I can't buy any flour now. My wife, she sent me to the marketplace to buy some flour. Whatever I had, I gave in the way of Allah. What a face am I going to show to my wife? What face am I going to show to my children who am I eating for a day? So it's mentioned that this great personality, he went to a carpenter shop where he filled his bag with wood, dust and soil and walked back home. Now, he knocked onto the door. And when his wife opened the door, he gave her this bag that was initially had dust and soil inside it. He gave the bag to his wife. And you know, because he was nervous about going home, because he was disappointed about what my children are going to think of me, what my wife are going to think about me, that I'm not able to feed them, he left. He gave the bag and he left. So it's mentioned that when his wife opened the bag that he had initially filled soil with, when she opened that bag, she found high quality flour inside that bag. Subhanallah. But this great personality, he walked away from his house. He was thinking to himself, when I go home, what face am I going to show to my wife? What face am I going to show to my children? What's going to happen? They told me to buy them something. Whatever I had, I gave it in the way of Allah. I was not even able to feed them today. So it's mentioned, in the evening he went back home. He went back home and he's thinking, what is my wife going to say to me? What is my children going to say to me? He knocked on the door and his wife, she opened the door. He sat down and his wife, she presented him with beautiful food. He said to her, "The where has this food come from? How have you cooked this beautiful food?" And she replied to him, "That I cooked this food by the flour, the high quality flour that you bought earlier that I found in the bag. I used that flour and I've cooked for you, alhamdulillah." Now he thought to himself, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. That the sand that I had initially put into that bag, you changed that sand into high quality flour by the virtue of me giving in the way of Allah, subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from this that we learn that when you donate something with sincerity, when you do something with sincerity, when you do something with ikhlas, then inshallah azawajal, you will get that ajr in return, inshallah azawajal.